Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Elliot? How you living?
Hey, I'm living large. How are you?
I'm living very well. Thank you very much.
Good.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I know that you're in the middle of a bunch of stuff. What is your real job, by the way?
I am a high school teacher, and I've been teaching for 15 years. I'm also a wrestling coach at Grapple Academy Martial Arts in Perry Hall.
Oh, really? Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, is wrestling going through a good period right now, or no?
Well, I'm only doing wrestling for jiu-jitsu at Grapple Academy Martial Arts in Perry Hall. But, I don't know about the high school stuff because I dropped out of that about 4 years ago when my last daughter was born.
Oh, I gotcha. Hey, also, yeah. your phone's a little gummed up. Can you, like, kind of move that away from you a little bit, maybe?
How about now? Is it okay now?
Yeah, that's much better. Whatever you did, that's much better.
So oh, now, okay, great.
So wait, so you're a high school teacher. You teach wrestling. But what is the book you wrote? I got as far as banking with your liver and why you need to stop eating cash. I love money.
Correct. Exactly. And it's written for people just like you. It's so you can understand metabolism a bit better. So if I could explain, your liver is the organ that adds fat to and removes fat from your body. And if I get into these complicated things, you're going to stop listening to me. So I turned it into a metaphor about banking. You like money, right?
Oh, no. I love money. I love money.
Okay, so does your liver. But for your liver, energy is money, okay? So whenever you eat food, you're eating money for your liver. Now, your liver prefers cash in its pocket, just like you, Elliot, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I want you to imagine, if every day I were to give you cash in your pocket, over and over and over again, would you ever withdraw money from your savings account for the needs that you have during the day?
Why would I do that? You're giving me money. I got cash in hand.
Exactly. And that's what carbohydrates are. When you're eating carbohydrates every day, it's instant pocket cash for your liver. The pockets for your liver are their glycogen stores, okay? So you eat carbohydrates, it gets broken down into glucose and gets put into the glycogen stores.
So that's awesome.
But it's the pocket cash. So your liver is obsessed with its pocket cash because it knows if you deplete its pocket cash, it has to start working its way towards your savings account, which is your stored fat, right?
I got lost at the part of I like having pocket cash, though.
Right. But so your goal is to get your liver to withdraw from its savings account. And your savings account is your stored fat, correct?
Well, you tell me. I don't know. I didn't write the book.
Yeah, exactly. So your liver is holding on to this energy. It's money, right? And it's storing the money
right.
as your stored fat. So when you eat cash, when you eat carbohydrates, it overfills its pockets, and it sends that extra cash into your savings account and converts it into fat. So the stored fat around your body is from the excess carbohydrates that you are consuming.
So the short version is, I want to go to my savings account. Yeah, because that's how I lose weight.
That's the fat, right?
That's how I lose weight. Yeah.
Exactly. So when people ask, why can't I lose weight? They should be asking the question, why isn't my liver withdrawing from its savings account? And my answer is, why would your liver withdraw from its savings account when you keep filling its pockets with cash? So the whole point of the book is that you need to learn to not eat carbohydrates for your energy.
Because
they're not essential.
Come on.
They're not essential. I'm telling you, dude, everyone thinks they're essential. I taught health this summer. We teach that it's the main source of energy. It's absolute crap. Imagine that I get to tell you that I have two sources of energy, right? I have two sources of gasoline. One of them gets you 9 miles to the gallon. The other gets you 4 miles to the gallon. Which one of those gases would be your main source of energy?
Well, nine.
Yeah, but the way that he sold it to first, I want to say four.
You'd only get 4 miles to the gallon? That wouldn't be a very good source of energy.
I know, but you're also going to say, exactly. No, don't eat bread.
Well, that's the point, is that when you eat bread, you're going to your liver's pockets and saying, hey, here's a whole bunch of cash. You don't need to go to your savings account ever, because you can count on me to give you cash every day.
Yeah, but bread's good. Maybe not for you.
No. Bread has nothing in it that you need, okay? Dietary carbohydrates are not essential. They're detrimental to your health. And any fiber or any micronutrient benefit you would get from bread, you can get from dark, leafy green micronutrients and avocados, as described in the book, Banking with Your Liver.
You lost him at avocado.
No, that's not true.
I love guacamole.
On chips.
With chips.
But chips are not bread.
It's the same thing.
Right. So what I want you to understand is that your liver makes you fat. Either you're going to add fat to your body or it's going to remove it. Do you want it to remove fat? Well, then you need to stop giving it cash so it can withdraw from its savings account and remove your stored fat. I explained exactly how to do it in the book, and it's really, really, like, simple. I have simple drawings. It's made for people like Elliot who like just the simple, you know, basic facts. And I really think it reads you. Also, your poop problem that you have with water would be solved by my diet. Do you know why?
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
He's talking about your diarrhea.
I've had diarrhea for 20 years. Explosion. Yeah.
I know, exactly. Because none of your doctors have pinpointed it. But I have a guess. I don't have a doctor. I'm a high school teacher. But here's my guess. Okay? I don't think you absorb sucrose or maltose well in your small intestine. Okay? You don't produce enough of the enzyme that breaks that down. So that maltose and that sucrose goes into your large intestine, and it brings with it water. We call it osmotic load. So you bring all this water into your large intestine because of the maltose, and you're bringing a lot of water pressure because of the sucrose. So now you have explosion, which you do all the time, and you have fountain poop, right? Because all of that water is being brought into your large intestine because your small intestine lacks the enzyme. That's my guess. If you want to look it up, it's called sucrose intolerance.
Oh.
And I believe that's what you have. If you do my diet, you won't have any surges, you won't have any carbohydrates, you'll get the micronutrients you need, and you probably won't have watery stool anymore.
Look at that. He's helping you lose weight. He's getting rid of your diarrhea. You'll get to go swimming in the new bathing suit that you got because you've shed a few pounds.
But wait, go back to my watery stool. How do you know, it doesn't make sense to me, though.
Yes. Okay, then I'll explain it simply. So, do you eat a lot of carbohydrates?
Well, let me ask you. Right this morning, I've had pasta. I don't know if that's a carb. It is.
Yes, it is those are not sweet carbohydrates. Stop eating them.
So I had pasta. Where are you on pizza crust?
Those are complex.
Okay, I'm asking.
So you shouldn't eat them. Here's why, Elliot. I want to explain, because this is really what's happening to you. You actually break down starches just fine. It's not your pancreas, okay? It's just your small intestine doesn't have the enzyme. So those big disaccharides, which should be monosaccharides and absorbed by your small intestine, they go into your large intestine all big and they bring water with it. So if you stop eating carbohydrates, that maltose and that sucrose won't get into your large intestine. And you won't have the explosion that you have.
Hey, he said he's a teacher.
Yes, I'm a teacher, but I want to use words that people understand. Rather than me saying gluconeogenesis, I can just say the liver's ATM.
Hey, what is two things.
Yeah.
Did you, and I mean this without any, without being mean, like, were you a big fat guy?
No, I had a high body fat percentage. There's a difference. People would have called me buff. But I was fat.
What was your body fat?
I was at about 33% body fat percentage. I'm now down to 8%. I've shredded, stripped back everything. And Elliot, one day you talked about Conor McGregor having an awesome body. You wish you could look that strong. And like, dude, that's the inspiration for me writing this book. Read this book. You can look like him. You can do all that. You just have to cut out the cash.
And the cash is carbs. Cash is carbs.
It's carbs, dude. But I give you everything that you can do instead of that. And what's going to happen is you're going to satiate yourself with not carbohydrates. And you're going to see that you don't need it for satiety. In fact, they are unnecessary. I'm saying it right here, right now. Like a fry. Thank you with your liver. Dietary carbohydrates are not essential. You need to avoid them at all costs.
Yeah, but then what do you like? So instead, so I go out to eat. I'm going to go have a steak dinner. What goes great with steak?
Perfect.
Mashed potatoes.
No, you should add a dark leafy green to that, or maybe an asparagus or something, so you can get all of your micronutrients with no carb hit.
Okay, I like asparagus. I like dark leafy green. You're talking about like collard greens.
Kale. Spinach.
I don't like kale. I don't like kale. You know what's better than kale? Bread.
Yeah, bread equals death.
Wow.
Everyone needs to stop eating bread. It is literally the death of America. It is the reason why we have so much stored fat. It's not the sweets. It's the not sweet carbohydrates. The bread, the pasta, it's screwing us. And it's hurting your
is the bread
that you can absorb the sucrose.
Is the bread made better if I put butter on it? Short answer, yes.
Butter's better than bread. Because it's a fat that your body can, that your liver can use as energy. Once you're banking with your liver, it will use fat. That will be its check card. So Elliot, you know how you can pay with cash, you can pay people with cash? Your liver pays the organs with cash, but when you stop eating cash, it uses its check card, which is your dietary fat. And guess what? Your check card is more efficient, there's more value to it, and the organs prefer it. And you sleep better, you have sex better, I'm just, you sleep better, you're shredded, you have all this testosterone, you feel amazing if you're a man, if you're a woman, it's estrogen. So it's amazing. You feel amazing when you start using the check card instead of cash.
Hey, how did you end up writing the book?
So it basically was just a bunch of thoughts that I threw down, and I was like, hey, you can actually make a book without putting any money down with KDP, which is Amazon's direct publishing, and I just did it.
Huh. So you published it yourself?
I published it with Amazon. Heck yeah.
Dude, good for you. Is it doing all right?
It's doing great. I'm selling about 2 to 3 copies a day, but I was hoping that maybe this little interview here could...
All Elliot in the Morning listeners like bread.
But I hear bread equals death.
You know, yeah.
And we used to love bread.
Yes. I want you to read the book, honestly, so that you can understand everything that I'm saying and see the diagrams and stuff. But I just want you to know that I really do appreciate this. Tyler, you are so awesome for doing this. Tyler did not have to do this at all. I just emailed him, and he was like, yeah, come on. And I'm like, oh, my God. Diane, you have an amazing voice. It's one of the most beautiful voices on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. Elliot. An animal, and
I have Asplosion.
You have Asplosion. It makes me laugh every day. What I really could use, if you guys could help me out, is not only just sales, you know, for my bit, but if anyone could put a review on Amazon saying what you learned from the book, even if you disagree with the whole bad thing, whatever, just something you learned from the book, if you could put that on the review on Amazon.com, I mean, that would help me immensely.
So the book is Banking with Your Liver, Why You Need to Stop Eating Cash.
Correct. On Amazon.com, my name is Micah Fry. You can search Micah Fry on Amazon.com, but that is Banking with Your Liver. It will be the only one.
Banking with Your Liver. Very good. And so what I learned is bread is death.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because
let me die tomorrow.
It's instant pocket cash for your liver, so it won't withdraw from its savings ever.
Hey, didn't you say, I was reading something about it, didn't you say that everybody makes a mistake by counting calories?
Yes, you shouldn't be counting calories. You should be counting grams. You don't eat energy. You eat fat.
Yeah. See? You don't eat energy.
Shouldn't be measuring your weight. Yeah, you shouldn't be measuring your weight loss by the scale. You should be measuring your weight loss by a tape measure. How much size you've lost. That's actual weight loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do people lose like 6 pounds? I lost 6 pounds. Yeah, what did you do? You pooped it out? Big deal. I could chop off two of my legs. Hey, I lost 50 pounds. Yeah, you ain't got no legs. Yeah, 50 pounds. Hey. The weight is irrelevant. It's what you're losing, and you want to lose fat. And the way you lose fat is you get your liver to withdraw from its savings account, period.
And I will give you credit. You do say it's the simplest diet ever, but aren't there – can I ask you a serious question, though, Micah?
You can ask me as many questions as you like. I'm on my planning period. Go.
My planning period. Excellent. By the way, is that a picture of Micah? Dude, you're pretty jacked, bro.
Yeah, I didn't put any of my six-pack stuff on there because I'm a teacher. And like, I don't know. I don't want my, like, I just students, you know, looking at that, but whatever, yeah.
Okay. No, but I was – wait, what was my serious question that I was going to ask? I was going to ask something serious. And then Tyler pulled up your I went over all that.
I really don't eat carbs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Aren't there people who say, like, if you, like, I sometimes will eat a carb or two, but that if you stop, don't people get really sick?
So, okay, in the book I explain this. This is something called, I call it the transition from your liver exclusively using cash to exclusively using its check card. It's a transition into banking. And it's called the keto flu. I call it the cash flu in my book. And what happens is your liver and your brain are just getting super angry because they don't have the cash. They're like stopping to be like, where's my cash? Like, imagine a drug addict looking for cash, and they can't find it. And they're scrambling. They're sending you headaches and hunger notifications. And everything's intense. And so because you're not eating the carbs, you feel sick, but you're not. These are false symptoms, and they're temporary. And once you get through it, it's like going through a tunnel. You get into this land of paradise where you're burning fat cleanly. It's euphoric, and it feels good.
What was the last carb you ate?
Technically, in dark leafy green micronutrients, they sort of synthesize.
Oh, come on, stop.
He wants to know.
I ate kale.
Like the last time you had Alfredo.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
No, I had, I think I had a brownie the other day that someone had made that they wanted me to try. So I tried it. I mean, look, I'm not going to not try someone's thing for that. But you need to not be fueling yourself with that energy. That should not be your energy.
I got you.
That should not be your energy. They suck.
Bread is death. Bread
carbs
is death.
Suck.
Bread is death.
Breath is death.
All the stuff I'm mentioning with carbohydrates, all the cash is hurting your fitness gains. It's hurting everything about you. It's hurting your metabolism. We need to stop.
Okay, banking with your liver. Here I thought I was going to talk to you all about money and all the other stuff. Here I thought I was heading down the right road. All right, very good. It's Micah Frye, right? F-R-Y-E.
Micah Frye, correct. Long-term
Excellent.
Listener of your show. I love your show.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it very much. Hey, Micah, back to school, banking with your liver. Hey, nice talking to you. I appreciate it. Thank you, dude.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tyler. You're the man.
Hey, you got it. Talk to you later. All right. Let me do this. Give me a quick break. It's Elliot in the Morning.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at EITM Online.
By the way, you know who just bought the book?
Who?
Honest dentures. I see people on Twitter have purchased them.
Are you serious?
Good.
Yeah. Is Kaplan on Twitter?
No.
Yeah, Kaplan just bought the book.
He sent you a text?
He sent me a text. He was like, holy crap, I just bought the book. He's like, everything he's saying, he's right. I just got to lose weight. I was like, whatever.
There was a snap that made me laugh, asking if me, Tyler, has ever been this excited about anything in his entire life. Probably not. He had a lot of energy.
No, he was great. I liked him. Well, isn't what's his face? Isn't Josh going all no carbs?
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
No carbs. Josh, come here. I don't even know. Is Josh even here?
Yeah.
Oh here he comes.
This is something that's not just started in the last 5 minutes during the commercial break.
No.
It did for Kaplan.
Yo, what's up?
What's wrong with you?
I'm happy you asked me what's wrong. I don't look happy you asked what's wrong. I'm trying to. It's Friday. It's football Friday.
Yo,
man.
What's up?
It's Cobra Kai Friday, Diane. Come on. I just ordered my new iPhone. I'm happy today. It's a good day.
Which one did you order?
14 Pro Max.
Whatever money I can spend.
Wait. No, I had a trade-in. I got like $900 off of it. It was less than half of what.
Wait, how did you get a trade-in?
Because I own my phone. I've had my phone for 2 years. I paid it off. So I traded in, and they have a promotion with Verizon, and I got like $900 off. So my phone's only like $600.
I want a phone, but I don't want to pay for it.
Trade yours in. And your carrier has
phone's like a 7.
Doesn't matter. We'll probably give you like $300 or $400 for it.
Really?
And your carrier will give you a promotion as well.
Right.
And it'll knock probably $600 or $700 off of it.
Oh, so they're paying
so
me
you won't
for
have
the
to
phone.
Pay the $13.99 or $15.99 or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not getting that. I'm not getting the 14
you don't
Pro
need a
Pro Max.
You probably won't need a Pro Max.
What do you need it for?
Because I'm constantly on my phone. Constantly.
Pictures, well, no, that's true.
Videos,
that's true.
Socials, all
are you?
Stuff.
Are you?
Social.
Content creator.
That's right. I'm the next big
Josh
content
is
creator.
An influencer.
Right. SponCon. Are you no carbs?
I'm trying to. I've tried to go down that road. I'm not. I don't want to do it. I was listening to that whole thing. I mean, that was excellent.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
But what is the? What do you mean you don't want to do it?
Because carbs are terrible for you. You don't need carbs.
And, you
but
do.
They're delicious.
No, they're great.
I mean, I love my hoagies and my cheese sticks, and I just can't eat them.
How long have you been no carbs?
Just a couple of weeks. I just started.
So you haven't had a carb since when?
What are we? The second week of September, probably the end of August. I had little stuff, but not like.
Here we go.
No, because I'm not eating.
Cheap
meal. I'm not eating sandwiches. Sandwiches.
What'd you have yesterday? Did you have the cheesesteak that was in here yesterday?
Mm-mm. I took the meat out of it. Oh, I had. Yeah. I took that, but I didn't eat the. I didn't eat.
You didn't eat any of the carbs.
No, I had the onions and the meat that was inside.
Right.
I took the cheese and the pepperoni off the pizza last night at the Chili Pepper show.
Wait. So wait, you got pizza, but you didn't eat any of the bread.
No,
do you have a beer?
I did. I couldn't resist that.
Okay, well, that's carbs.
I know it is.
That's carbs.
But I'm not eating it constantly every single day.
Right, but he said no carbs.
I know. Well, it's a challenge. It's
right.
Something
well, I mean, although he did say he had a brownie.
Yeah, to be nice to a right. student.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Who were you being nice to?
No, my belly.
Anthony Kiedis.
So you're not really going no carbs.
I want to. Like, I want to eventually get to that. It's a difficult thing, especially when you like to eat like I do, especially when
right,
you
well,
see
that's, but
pasta
that's,
and cannolis in front of you. It's very hard to not eat.
Wait, what can't you have that's in the cannoli?
Well, the shell.
Ton of sugar, too. Yeah,
and a lot of sugar. The sugar and the carbs are the worst thing to do.
No, but he didn't say sugar.
I know, but sugar is also as bad as
carbs. Oh, my God. If we're going to stop eating everything that's bad for us, we'll die.
That's not true. You'll actually get a whole lot better because you're not eating crap.
No. You can eat sugar.
Everything's good in moderation.
That's not true.
If you eat the sugar,
he said, "Don't eat carbs," and you have not stopped eating carbs.
If you eat the sugar, though,
but why do you walk around telling everybody you're carb free?
First of all, I'm not walking around telling everybody.
I heard all you did was walk around the Chili Pepper show bragging about how you're carb free.
That is not.
And then you're drinking beer. You're eating cheesesteak sandwiches. You're eating pasta. You had pizza.
I had pizza without the crust. Thank you. I'm trying. It's difficult. I like to eat.
I'm not arguing that. But I'm saying. But you're advertising it as though you're not eating carbs.
I'm trying to do more protein than carbs. That's my goal. That's
right.
The goal.
But what are you telling people?
I'm not telling anyone anything. I'm trying.
But then how do I know that?
I don't know. Because you're not around me all the time.
Or ever.
The other day, Josh was nice enough to bake us
the banana bread. Fantastic.
Did you just have like this desire to cook? You had to give it all away because you couldn't eat any of it?
I had a ton. I had like four extra bananas that I wanted to not go to waste. And I was like, I'll make it. And so I made it.
And did you eat any of it?
I had a
small... Well, there's carb-free Josh.
No, like the brownie.
Banana bread.
Like the brownie, I had a small portion of it. I did not have like a big ton. I've not eaten it since I made it. I gave it to you guys and my girlfriend ate it at home.
Right. But you ate it.
Not like ate it. Eating a small portion. Listen. You eat a sliver. You eat a sliver, it's not the same as eating a whole piece.
But you're still eating it.
It's a process. It's hard to do.
He said, Micah said no.
I know.
He said no.
It's hard to do, but I'm trying to do. I am legitimately trying.
I'm trying, so I made banana bread.
I don't like things to go to waste. If other people could be happy with my cooking.
It was great.
Well, good.
It was great.
And I didn't lace
it with
anything.
It's not cooking, it's baking.
Whatever.
No, there is a big whatever.
Fine.
But
I didn't lace it with anything. I don't know why you thought I would put something
in it. I didn't think you laced it. I thought you defiled.
What? Either way, I would never do either.
Oh, hold on. I have a question or a statement coming in.
Yeah.
I have a statement coming in.
From who?
Don't reveal your sources.
I'm not. Did you...
just read that.
That burger and fries and beer before the 21 Pilots show on Sunday looked like it had a few carbs.
That was before I delved into the whole carb thing.
You just said that you've been doing it for weeks.
No, I said
the show was on Sunday.
It was 2 weeks.
The show was on Sunday.
And I hadn't eaten all day. I was here all day. It was a lot. I had to eat something, and we all went to Yard House. What was I going to do? Just drink water with everybody else eating around me? No.
No, but you said for 2 weeks.
On your tower.
You said for 2 weeks you've been really doing it.
No, I've been
you
trying.
You ate a burger?
Trying is the first step.
You're like my friend Greg, who would go he would go, you know what? I quit smoking.
Just one.
And I'd be like, oh, you quit smoking? He goes, yeah, but then I woke up, I had cigarettes today. I'll quit tomorrow. So you're the guy who like, oh, I quit smoking because you hadn't had one yet that day. So you said, oh, I haven't had carbs in 2 weeks, but you're eating burgers and fries and beer.
If you don't eat it as much.
I'm not telling who it was.
And if you, Mike Jones, it's the only person other than Kristen that I would guess would say it.
No, but Kristen wasn't with you.
I know, but she would know.
Why would she be with you?
But she knows what goes on, what Mike and I do. But Mike, it's at Mike Jones Radio. I know it is.
Oh, and let's not forget the Eiffel Tower of onion rings.
I just said onion rings. I'm not denying that.
So, but that's all within your declaration of being carb free.
No, I didn't say I was carb free.
Hold on.
The keyword is trying to be carb free.
Different source.
Okay. Here we go. All right, here we go.
So did those Jell-O shots and Red Bull vodkas last night with Tamu tweets?
Was that Tamu who tweeted that?
But is that being carb free?
No, she's saying so did those.
Oh yeah, there you go.
There he is.
Oh, hi, Mike Jones. How are you? Hey,
the Jell-O shots have no carbs.
It's all sugar.
Sure, but not carbs.
Alcohol has no carbs in them?
What about liquor the chicken doesn't. Strips?
They were chicken nuggets.
But my bad.
They still have carbs.
I was here all day.
It doesn't matter if they're the ones
something.
That are shaped like
you
dinosaurs.
You were here all day. Yes, you left yesterday.
But I didn't go home. I went from here right to the show last night.
Well, that's not my problem.
No, it's not. Again, keyword is trying.
But you're not trying.
I am trying.
You know what you're trying to do is walk around the office, tell everybody that you're carb free.
That's not what I'm doing.
Hey, I'm carb free.
I'm trying.
You're
going
to finish those chicken nuggets?
Now, can I say this? Like Josh, I know nothing about nutrition. But people are saying Jell-O does have carbohydrates.
Not Josh's Jell-O. Just like Josh's.
A Jell-O shot has like 6 grams of carbs in it.
Okay. Whatever, but it's not a lot. I'm unaware.
I thought it was just straight sugar.
Listen, he also didn't know that the banana bread had any carbs.
Or those nuggets.
Or the chicken nuggets.
I used 2 cups of flour. I was pretty sure it had carbs. Put it right in the bowl.
What about the 10:45 cheesesteak yesterday morning?
I wasn't eating that.
He said he didn't eat the bread. Did he lie?
Hold on. Did he eat the bread?
Yeah. No.
I watched it with these four eyes, same glasses, that he ate the bread.
Same glasses. Yep.
Did you eat the bread?
No.
I watched it. It's full crap. I have no reason to lie.
That's true.
Swear on your Royal Rumble shirt.
Not wrong, yes, but not to lie.
No, but Josh has been lying this whole break.
I'm carb free.
I had a burger.
I said keto.
I'm trying.
You guys should have seen how many Eiffel Tower onion rings there were. It was huge.
That's why I shared them with you. And you drank the rest of my beer, so let's not get into that either.
I did grab the wrong beer. It was like that much.
I had a lot of beer left. He took the carbs away from me, so point to Mike Jones on that one. He took the carbs. That's good.
Tracy on Twitter writes, Elliot, you should be more supportive of Josh.
I am supportive.
Thank you, Tracy.
No, I am being supportive.
Thank you.
In a tower, would you say there are 18 onion rings?
Easily.
That's 51 carbs.
At least 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he split them. He had 16 and Jones had 2.
No, I only had a few. I shared with the table.
Cotafago writes, Elliot talking about Josh and his 1 or 2 cheats with carbs as if E could even last a day.
I'm not walking around the office bragging.
LMFAO at Elliot.
I'm not walking around the office bragging that I'm carb free.
Well, I haven't seen Josh tweet a hashtag.
Hashtag keto.
I'm not running around.
You know what? Tell Cachafago, I'm trying.
Hashtag I'm trying.
Timmy wants to know if you're still going to jail for the sources.
I would. I would go to jail for the sources always. How much to eat the rest of that pasta sitting right in front of you?
I couldn't.
But watch this, though. In about 45 minutes, he'll be in Jones's studio.
Free.
No, I'm not eating it. That salad looks delicious, though.
You can eat salad.
Yeah, salad looks great.
The salad is good.
I know. I'll probably have some of that.
Yeah, no, it's from Carmine's. Knock yourself out. You're not going to have
the pasta.
No.
And now you make me feel really, really bad. So
why do you feel bad?
Because I feel bad on myself for eating all the carbs that I should.
I didn't make you feel bad. You feel bad about yourself.
Well, Kristen, you studied this stuff in school, right? Kid, pump him up. Like, give him some words of encouragement. She's going to talk. Well, he's not going to hear this.
You got to come in here.
Yeah,
the dog pile's in this room.
She's the next entrant in the rumble.
Hold on. Yes, Kristen. Yes.
Carbs is death.
Did you see him eating carbs last night at the Chili Peppers show?
Not in person.
Right.
Just pictures and videos.
Pictures and videos. I guess it's Crabble and Josh Day.
The Josh Arazzi's walking around.
That's good.
And Kristen, you can confirm that sugars are a carbohydrate.
100%.
Okay.
Sugars in everything.
The
like bananas.
But you can't avoid sugar.
You can.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to eat?
Berries.
No, but a banana is good for you.
It has potassium. Everything has pros and
potassium.
Cons.
Potassium. The
you want cramp up?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, if I want to eat a banana, I'm eating healthy.
Yeah.
Banana's not
but
healthy?
So it depends.
Look at Josh. I eat banana bread.
I have a banana in the studio right now.
You can. It's all mental. You have to like just motivate yourself to do it. You could have all
Josh
of us,
can't do that.
Well, you could have
he
all
ate
of
a
us,
goddamn Eiffel Tower of onion rings right while he's declaring that he hasn't eaten carbs in 2 weeks.
Them.
You have to want to
exactly
do and be better for yourself.
Yeah, and tell that to Catch a Fago. I haven't said I want to.
Big Red wants Josh to punch you.
Now, I could not be more supportive.
It sounds like it.
I can tell. Man.
No, but I just, you can't, if you're going to do this, you just,
weight loss is hard for me.
Let me finish. It's hard for everybody,
and
Josh.
I've had a problem with my weight my whole life. This is difficult. I'm trying.
I would say not really.
Okay.
No.
There's that support.
Yeah. Well, Hanukkah's coming up, and I want to get that Hanukkah body. So,
no, but
we'll see.
I just don't want you lying to yourself. That's all. You got to be honest with yourself.
I walked from the metro to the stadium. That helps. That burns off the carbs that I
It's half a block. Hey.
Drinks. I took the further one.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. What?
Drink soda water instead of beer.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Fine. Hey, what was the thing you texted me yesterday?
Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox are going to be at New York Comic Con. Your boy is going. So that's my birthday weekend. So they did it for me. Very excited for that.
All right. Very good. Want some pasta?
No, I'll take the salad.
Leave the salad because I'm sugar and carb free. I have been for the last 2 weeks.
What time is it? Last 2 minutes for me. Back on the salad.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
Quick question.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. Let me ring in.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Would you like me to text you during or after the baseball game tomorrow? The carb report.
Oh, carb report. That's good.
Carb report's coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.